Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root live and in person. Today is Wednesday, December 27th. Hope you all had a fantastic Merry Christmas. I am live and in person today after taking off. When did we take off? We took off Saturday and Sunday, as always. And, of course, Monday was Christmas and Tuesday. So we were here on Thursday and Friday. What are you talking about, Chris? We were here. Yeah, we took off was Monday and Tuesday. Here we are on Wednesday from the Christmas break. We're back, and there's lots going on as usual. And by the way, almost all of it, there's lots of different things going on, but the main story remains the same: the open border, the flood, the flood of migrants, the migrant invasion, the mass invasion of the United States of America being empowered by the Biden administration, the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my lifetime, that we stand around and we allow this to happen. And all of it ties to the stolen election of 2020. They stole the election, and then they set about destroying this country. I remember in 2016. How long ago was 2016? It's about to be 2024. So it was 8 years ago, almost a decade ago. Trump was just a week away from beating Hillary in the presidency, and I was his opening speaker in Las Vegas. It was October 30th, 2016. And what did I say in my speech? I said that if Trump doesn't win, the country's finished, because Hillary Clinton will open the borders. It'll be the third term of Obama. She will finish the job Obama started of destroying this nation with open borders. I was there. I was a witness at Columbia University 30 years ago. Cloward Piven, the plan created by two Columbia professors to destroy our country. And Cloward Piven is today the open border. Obama did it for 8 years, and Hillary will open the border even further and let the entire world in, and no Republican will ever be elected again. It's either Trump or it's the end of America. And sure enough, Trump pulled the upset. And for 4 years, everything was great, and America was great. The border was secure, and interest rates were almost zero, and everything was good. Inflation was almost zero. And the economy was great, and prosperity was great, and taxes were lowered, and the middle class made more money, the biggest increase, the biggest expansion in history, and they paid less taxes on it, and life was good. And all of a sudden, boom, stolen election, and they open the borders. They do everything I said would happen if Hillary won in 16. It was the third term of Obama. They've opened the borders. They've let the entire world in. Nothing has changed. I know I sound like a broken record. That's because you need to hear it again and again. It needs to be pounded into your head. Repetition. You have to understand how bad it is. They're destroying the United States of America. And at this very moment in time, Happy New Year, the largest migrant caravan in over a year is heading to the U.S. border, 15,000 illegal migrants in a Christmas caravan, and it's growing every day. I predicted before Christmas it would probably be 20, 25,000 by the time it got to the United States, and it's happening as we speak right now. The Christmas caravan left on December 25th from southern Mexico. It's led by activist Luis Garcia Villagran. And it's just a disaster. Nobody in their right mind can allow this, but we're allowing it. The U.S. border sees nearly 10,000 migrant crossings per day in December, the highest ever recorded. And that's all as this massive migrant caravan continues to trek towards the border. Just incredible that we've ever allowed this to happen. But in the month of December, the most every day, the most every week, the most for the month, it's just absolute insanity. Insanity. And how bad is it? There's a couple things that prove to you how bad it is. Number one, Democrats are panicking. Joe Biden is panicking as he begs and threatens Mexico to reduce the migrant flood before the 2024 election. That's how bad things are. Joe Biden is both begging and threatening Mexico that they've got to stop this because he will lose his election. Joe Biden is panicking. And then Mayor Adams, New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Wednesday today announced new restrictions on charter buses from Texas bringing migrants to the sanctuary city in an effort to curb the number of migrants that have arrived in New York City since last year. He announced an executive order requiring charter buses transporting migrants to provide 32 hours notice in advance of their arrival in New York City. It also requires buses to arrive only between 8:30 a.m. and 12 noon and only between Monday and Friday. And they're required to drop off only at one particular spot. If buses do not comply, it will result in a Class B misdemeanor with penalties including 3 months in prison and up to $500 fine for individuals and $2,000 for corporations. And the buses themselves can be impounded by the NYPD. Why do you think this is happening? If illegal immigration is so great, why doesn't Biden tell the president of Mexico, let everybody in? Let's increase the amount coming. If it's so great, why doesn't Mayor Eric Adams of New York City, why does he want to limit the amount that come in and limit the amount of buses and limit the time? Because no one can afford this. This is disaster. This is tragedy. No one in their right mind, no one in their right mind can allow this to go on. We've called their bluff and we've destroyed them. Okay, Chicago and New York, they both say we're sanctuary cities, bring it on, let them all in. And then when they bring it on and let it all in, they say we can't take it anymore. We can't afford it anymore. Our city's being destroyed. What about the other cities? What about the Republican cities? Just incredible. More news that just shocks you and just stuns you and just awes you. New York Democrat governor, her name is Kathy Hochul, establishes a slavery reparations commission. They've got a $4.3 billion budget shortfall. They don't know where they're going to get the $4 billion plus to balance the budget, but they establish a slavery reparations commission. Isn't that just like liberals? They're so, these people are insane. There's no other way to describe them. At the same time that's happening, the World Economic Forum claims $3.5 trillion is needed every single year to decarbonize our planet. Where would you get the money for these insane liberal ideas that would destroy everything that we love? You know, what do we love? We love an economy. We love jobs. We love going to work every day. We love making enough money to live a good middle class or better life. We love cheap electric bills and cheap gas so we can drive places and we can watch TV and we can leave the lights on once in a while and not live in darkness and not live by candlelight. Everything they believe in will destroy all of that. You're never going to be able to use your electricity again. You're never going to be able to drive anywhere again. You're going to have to ride a bike to work. And your bills are going to be so huge, you're not going to have a life because of green energy and all the lies and all the fraud and all the green energy jobs that pay nothing compared to fossil fuel jobs that have made America great. Cheap fossil fuel and fossil fuel jobs have made America great. All right. Some other stories as we end up this year, 2023, and we head to 2024. The Michigan Supreme Court rejects an attempt to remove Trump from the ballot. That's good news. I'm glad to finally bring you a little good news after all the shocking bad news about the open borders and the money, the insane amounts of money Democrats want to spend on insane ideas. The Michigan Supreme Court rejects the attempt to remove Trump from the ballot. The ruling keeps former President Trump on Michigan's 2024 primary ballot. So far in the entire United States of America, the only state that was reckless enough, crazy enough, insane enough, has enough Trump derangement syndrome or communist enough to take Trump off the ballot is Colorado. And we all hope and pray and assume that the Supreme Court will correct that strange, you know, insane decision. Colorado, the only state to remove Trump from the ballot. Their reasoning is just insanity, insurrection. What insurrection? Number one, to have an insurrection that allows you to remove a man from the ballot so no one could vote for him, so that we are like Stalin, we are like Nazi Germany, we're like East Germany. To not allow the people to vote for their choice of candidate, you have to charge insurrection that violated the Constitution. But there's a little problem. He's never been charged with insurrection. He's never been convicted of insurrection. Just insanity. Michigan shows that their Supreme Court has some level of sanity, and Trump remains on the ballot. When I get back, the other biggest story of the month of December as we end the year has got to be these hordes of pro-Hamas agitators shutting down the L.A. airport and the New York airport. Everywhere you look, it's just pro-Hamas, anti-Israel, Jew haters shutting down airports. Insanity. How can this be happening in the United States of America? We'll talk about that when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network, USA Audio Network, as well as right here in Vegas, flagship station, AM 670. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard on right now. So they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wayne on the Roots, the Roots, the Roots, the Roots on fire. War Beef is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I am Mr. Solution, and we are in so much trouble. Anyone can see there's a communist and globalist takeover of the USA, and the enemies of America are within, but you already know that. So I want to bring you solutions, and here's a big one. You better get ready for a really bad year and a lot of big surprises in 2024. In my opinion, horrible, horrible things are on the way. I have a survival food product for all of you, and you better stock up because you just don't know whether you need it or not. And if you never need it, that's great. You know, let's all hope for the best, but prepare for the worst, right? Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for disaster. And so that's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. Premium Texas beef, no beef crumbles like other survival food companies, only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever, only one ingredient, premium beef for survival food in case of emergency. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 to check out. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. So you can survive and survive in style. How about that one? Your neighbors won't have survival food, or they'll have beef crumbles, crappy beef that's inedible for a dog or a cat. But you're going to have New York strip, ribeye, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin, the best money can buy, premium Texas beef, warbeef.com, and you get a 15% discount. Use the promo code WAR15. All right, so I was talking about how terrible the open borders were, or are, but I also want to point out what's going on in America is Jew hatred and white hatred. And it's really quite amazing how much Jew hatred and white hatred we have going on. We have Hamas pro-Hamas protesters illegally blocking access to the JFK airport right in the middle of peak travel season. You can't believe this stuff. And then you say, well, that's New York. No, they're doing it in L.A. too. Hordes of pro-Hamas agitators shut down entrance to L.A. airport and assault police officers in riot gear. And then you have two teenage girls stabbed inside Grand Central Station on Christmas Day by a man who wanted white people to die. I mean, this is going on all across America. I could give you countless examples again and again and again of white people and Asian people and Jewish people being attacked by black people. Nobody wants to say it. There's nothing racist about telling the truth what's really happening. And what's happening is we've got hate crimes in this country, and all of them are black people who hate white people, hate Jews, hate Asians. We've got hordes of Hamas protesters and agitators that are just like Black Lives Matter, you know, just like the rioting and the looting and the burning and the mugging and the all the disaster around BLM. Now you could just call it PLM. It's just changed initials. It's Palestinian Lives Matter or Hamas Lives Matter, HLM. But basically what they're saying is all Jews should die. And in the meantime, not only are they saying all Jews should die, but they're causing tremendous amounts of problems as you head to the airport, as you try and enjoy Christmas season, as you try and enjoy Happy New Year season. They're shutting down the roads to the airport. These people are crazy. Not satisfied with ruining Christmas to thousands of Americans in the streets, pro-Hamas agitators have now set their sights on stopping folks from traveling. So Wednesday, today was a perfect time to shut down entrances to LAX, Los Angeles International Airport. It's unbelievable how many people never made their flights. The thugs were heard shouting Free Palestine and demanding Israel surrender. And of course, always something about, you know, genocide to the Jews from the river to the sea. And then they grew violent when LAPD police attempted to remove them from the road entrance. LAPD cops in riot gear are attacked by protesters throwing rocks, cones, and other construction equipment. And it makes you go, wait a minute, let's compare that to January 6th, where the most peaceful protesters in the world, mothers and children and fathers and military veterans, and nothing but, you know, wonderful Trump salt-of-the-earth people went to Washington. They didn't have rocks. They didn't have bricks. They didn't have stones. They didn't have any weapons. They weren't trying to kill policemen. They weren't trying to hurt anybody. And they were arrested, and they've been in jail ever since. That was 3 years ago. But these people are animals, and nobody's going to arrest them and put them in jail for 3 years without bail, without access to their lawyers, without access to their family. So, you know, I mentioned the shutting down LAX. Here's a group of pro-Hamas protesters blocking multiple roads leading to JFK Airport in Queens, New York. Again, during the busiest travel time of the year. Significant traffic delays. They've turned the post-holiday travel period into a travel nightmare as people return from Christmas vacation or head off for New Year's vacation. Unbelievable. Nobody did anything to anyone in Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. A migrant caravan en route to the U.S. has crossed into southern Mexico. Mike Garcia is a resident of Eagle Pass, Texas.
It's just overwhelming, and people need to understand that. This is not a problem that's just our problem because the folks aren't staying here. There's not enough resources for them. They're going other places. It's everybody's problem.
Thousands of migrants from Central and South America enter the Mexican state of Chiapas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are in Mexico. They're meeting with President Lopez Obrador, the focal point of discussions, the unprecedented migration, and border security challenges. House Republicans are currently probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to find out whether the president instructed his son to disregard a congressional subpoena. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Root's on fire, so it is almost New Year's. Almost New Year's Eve, and many of you in my local area, Las Vegas, have nowhere to go on New Year's Eve, and you go, I'm not going to the Strip, and I'm not going to go to all these places where, you know, there's crime, and there's problems, and there's liberals, and people with Trump derangement syndrome. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be out on the streets for New Year's Eve. Well, there is one place to go in Las Vegas, and that is Ahern Hotel. I want to mention for all my local fans, you know I love the Ahern Hotel. Almost every conservative event in this entire town happens at the Ahern Hotel. Every big-time conservative star slash celebrity who comes to town, the event is at Ahern Hotel. They stay at Ahern Hotel. I speak like 30, 40 times a year at Ahern Hotel. It's my home away from home. And Don Ahern is the owner, and Ryan Ahern is his son, and he is a two-time Emmy-nominated pianist. And he is presenting a New Year's Eve event extravaganza, swinging in the New Year 2024, open bar, magic, live entertainment, live swing music, views the Vegas Strip, fireworks show, celebrate New Year's in style at the one-of-a-kind event, Ryan Ahern prevents swinging in the New Year 2024. And you can grab your tickets by texting them. You text WAR for Wayne Allyn Root so they know you're coming from the Wayne Allyn Root Show. So you get a special offer, WAR, to 26786. WAR to 26786. And if you're driving and you can't remember that, then just go to Ahern.com. Ahern.com. Excuse me, AhernHotel.com. AhernHotel.com. But the best way to accomplish this, to get your tickets, is to text WAR to 26786 and enjoy a wonderful evening with a swing band and swinging in the new year and fantastic dinner packages at Joel's Chop House and the Atimo Truffle Dinner. All of that is available at select restaurants inside the Ahern Hotel. They've got a comedy club. They got everything. So text WAR to 26786 and get your tickets for New Year's Eve 2024. It's where all the conservatives will hang out, and you're safe there. You're not actually on the Strip, and free parking, 1,000 reasons to go to Ahern. All right, we've got Joel Gilbert here, investigative journalist, filmmaker, author, and director of Michelle Obama 2024, her real-life story and plan for power. Get the DVD and the book at MichelleObama24.com. Joel, welcome. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year. Great to be back, and was happy to read your article on the Gateway Pundit, where you seem to have kind of come around to this view that the only choice for the Democrats is Michelle Obama, because Joe Biden is tanking so badly in the polls, because nobody wants him, young, old. He's got an impeachment coming up. He's not a viable candidate. And you made the argument, as I have, that both Kamala and Gavin Newsom are not realistic. So I believe it will be Michelle Obama. It's only a question of when and how they insert her in there.
Well, you know, coming around is a funny term, because you and I both agreed that they had to replace Joe Biden. I've been writing that for two of the first 3 years of his presidency, that they have to replace Joe Biden. My argument was that I don't think Michelle Obama wants it. I think Barack would like her to do it, but it's pretty clear Michelle is not really a fan of running, and I didn't know if they could figure out a way to get her in there. I thought Gavin Newsom would be much more realistic until I watched him debate DeSantis, yep, and until he announced the $68 billion budget deficit. I think he's kind of out of the picture now, and they've got no choice but Michelle. But I mean, I've been writing about this for a long time. You were the first to ever mention it. I would say I'm the second in America to say she was an option and she could wind up being the one, but I could never figure out how they would get rid of Joe and Kamala, get both president and VP out of the way, and insert some two totally different people. But if they do it, my guess it's going to be Michelle Obama now, because there's no one else that could beat the runaway Trump train at this point.
Right, and I've made the argument recently in my recent article as well that Michelle Obama really loves politics. She's a political animal. She's been doing politics from age four, when she used to run around with her precinct captain father in Chicago. She grew up in Jesse Jackson's house when she was in high school. She was best friends with his daughter Santita, repeatedly elected to class treasurer, student council. Barack only got into politics really at Harvard University much later in life, in his mid-20s. Michelle has been living and breathing politics since age four. She even said she fell in love with Barack when she saw him give a political speech. So she really married her father because she loves politics. Barack and Michelle both had a mutual professor named Charles Ogletree at Harvard, and he was asked when Barack became president, and, you know, what did he think of both Barack and Michelle? And he said, well, I would have thought it would have been Michelle Obama to run for president, not Barack, because she's so political.
So it's funny because she hides it well, right? I mean, all she ever does is around the world. She what's the right word I'm looking for? Gallivants? That's not the right word. Gallivants around the world, as well as, plays backup singer for Bruce Springsteen on the stage during his concerts. Never does she get involved in politics or political issues. She's a political animal who makes believe she has no political views. She just smiles and waves like a beauty queen.
Well, she kind of took a step back. You might remember, think about 2008. She was on the campaign trail speaking to huge crowds, giving nasty anti-American speeches every single night. So she was very political when we got to know her. And when she kind of went over the top one night and said, oh, the first time in my life I'm proud of my country because Barack won a primary, she got so much backlash that they told her, you know, we could lose because of you. People are going to hate you. So she decided she would take a step back. She said, oh, I hate politics. I just want to be the mom in chief. So the media kind of gave her a pass, and she decided not to be overtly political. But she is very, very political. She's always been political. When Barack went out of office, she started copying what Barack did to become president. Barack wrote two autobiographies. She wrote two autobiographies. Barack was the keynote speaker that introduced John Kerry at the 2004 Democrat convention. Sure enough, Michelle introduced Joe Biden at the 2020 convention. Barack had a voter registration organization called Project Vote in Chicago. Michelle started something called When We All Vote. She's been running around registering people, supported by the George Soros gang, gave her $26 million. So that's what I try to show in my film and my book, Michelle Obama 2024. She really is a lifelong political animal. That's why she married a politician, and that's why I think she's been preparing quietly to run for president.
So, you know, the one argument you made that persuades me the most, because there's really no other way to make sense of it. When I think about political conventions, presidential conventions, Joel Gilbert, I think that you always have it in a swing state, in a battleground state that can go either way, right? There's no reason in the world to have have a convention in Illinois when Democrats will win Illinois 100 out of 100 times or 1,000 out of 1,000 times. Who do you need to convince in Illinois? Nobody. And yet Democrats chose Chicago, Illinois as the site for the 2024 presidential convention. It makes no sense unless the big surprise is bringing Michelle out at the convention.
Right. I think they set up what I call a homegirl convention because Michelle claims to be from the south side of Chicago. What a success story. All her friends come out and they're coronating her in her hometown. It's a great story. But in fact, I showed in my film and book, Michelle is not from the south side of Chicago. She's from South Shore, where Jesse Jackson lives in a big, beautiful house. He never said he was from the South Side. It's an exclusive community on Lake Michigan, but I think that's the setup. They're setting it up for Michelle. They're doing everything they can to make it easy for her. They're trying to get rid of Trump in the legal processes, 91 felonies. Don't forget, I pointed out that on January 7th, the day after January 6th, Michelle published on Twitter a two-page manifesto where she demanded that social media companies take Donald Trump off of Twitter and off of Facebook and everything. Mm-hmm. One day later, they obliged. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of forces that are supporting a Michelle Obama candidacy.
Well, and also, you know, what strikes me as interesting, Joel Gilbert, is that back in the very beginning of Barack Obama's career when he ran for United States Congress, this guy, actually he began, I think, with a state Senate run and then Congress. It was Congress, correct, Senate, and then Congress again. But all of his runs, he tried to get people off the ballot. Remember that? Nobody else has ever done that. I've never seen any politician. Most politicians, 99% of them, 99.9%, they just want to beat you. He wants to get you eliminated from the ballot so you're not even able to run against him. And he did that successfully in his run for U.S. Senate. Actually, Congress and Senate, he got somewhat eliminated for Senate. The Republican got eliminated because his divorce was unsealed. It was supposed to be completely sealed. It got unsealed. He was a candidate who was supposed to just destroy Barack Obama. He was ahead by 20 points in the polls, and they eliminated him. And then there was no candidate, and he romped to a Senate win. That's his M.O. He tries to get people knocked off the ballot, right?
Correct. That's kind of the Chicago way, and that's what Barack did. Not everyone knows that he got his opponent knocked off the state Senate ballot. That's how he beat Alice Palmer and became a state senator. And to become a U.S. senator, working with David Axelrod, who previously worked for his opponent, he used the information in the guy's sealed divorce case to embarrass him and make it an easier path for Barack. So when you see Barack Obama-controlled Department of Justice charging Trump with 91 felonies, I think it's part of that Chicago way. Let's use everything we can to eliminate the competition in advance, have a nice, easy convention in Chicago, and have a coronation. Same thing that Barack did.
Right, but my, here's the big question I never understood in your argument. How I understand they have to get rid of Biden. You and I absolutely are the first two in the country to say they have to get rid of Biden, and they're going to get rid of Biden. But how can you just eliminate the vice president out of the way? How do you get rid of Kamala?
Well, two things. First of all, with Biden, I'm sure they have enough information on him between the deep state folks and the Obama's people. They have enough information simply to tell Biden, look,
to make him step down,
you're dropping out or we're releasing this and you and Hunter and everyone else are going to go to jail. So I don't think that's a problem to control Biden. Now, Kamala has no support, not in the Democrat Party, not even in the black community. She's not really thought of as African-American by black voters because she grew up in Canada. Her mother's from India. Her father's from Jamaica. She's not even African-American. So I think Kamala is irrelevant.
All right. Well, we'll find out. But look, you were the first, no question, but I was the second. I wrote a column in January of 2023. This past January, I said, get ready for five terms of Barack Obama after three terms of Obama with Biden being the real president, being Obama, two more with Michelle. Joel Gilbert, his DVD and his book are at MichelleObama24.com. MichelleObama24.com. Happy New Year, Joel. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, Designer MyPowels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man.
your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And I fear, and you know what my gut is like. If you listen to this show, if you watch my Lindell show, if you watch my Real America's Voice show, you know that my gut is as good as any in the entire world of media. There's nobody out there who has made better predictions than me. I've gotten like two or three wrong out of thousands of predictions over the last 8 years, going on now 9 years, starting in February, that I've been on radio and TV. And I just can't help feeling something horrendous is going to happen in 2024. The border is open and so many millions have come in, and we're going to either get another 9/11, another Pearl Harbor, or another type of Hamas-Israel attack in the United States. You know, it's not hard to do. It's not hard to get 1,000 or 100 fighters, maybe 100 fighters in each city, to walk into a hotel lobby, to walk into a department store, to walk into a restaurant, to walk into a lobby of an airport, right? You know, where the check-in is, where there's no security of any kind. You don't have to worry about the security because there is no security in the lobby. So you just get 100 guys to walk in with AKs and or machine guns and grenades and kill hundreds of people in 12 different cities on the same day at the same time, and the whole nation will be shut down. The whole economy will be shut down. But how about if World War III starts? How about if a civil war starts? How about if a revolution starts? Right now, at this moment, at this very moment, we've got all kinds of issues with Iran and with North Korea, with China, with Russia. It's unbelievable. The North Korean leader just ordered an acceleration of preparedness to go to war. And in Iran, things are so bad. There's actually an article in the New York Post right now. Iran's nuclear breakout was the night before Armageddon is the title of the column. And it says that Iran is on the cusp of building a nuclear bomb, and the Biden administration appears oblivious that we're on the eve of Armageddon in the Middle East. It's just unbelievable how many threats we face at the same time. Iran, North Korea, China. Actually, the leader of China, Xi Jinping, actually told Biden during their summit in San Francisco that he is going to take Taiwan, and it's just a matter of whether it's going to be peacefully or whether he's going to kill everybody. And it's going to be an all-out war. So China's going to take Taiwan. Taiwan makes all the chips that run our entire life. Iran's getting ready for nuclear war against the United States or Israel or both. North Korea's getting ready for nuclear war against the United States. Russia hates our guts. The list is long, and the problems around the world are just multiplying. I've just read that Israel is getting ready to fight on seven different fronts. They're about to take on Hezbollah in Lebanon, and there's missiles flying in from several different areas, several different countries in the Middle East. So they have a seven-front war. And so the list of problems is so long, it is it's truly unbelievable. And then I told you to start this segment. And by the way, I have to mention this one. Iran claims credit for October 7th. That's the Hamas attack on Israel where they cut heads off, where all the terrorists were on drugs, basically on methamphetamine. They were just like Nazis run meth, and they roll through Europe. These guys run meth, and they just did things that a normal human being could not do. You know, you might want to kill people, but you wouldn't cut their heads off. And then after they're dead with no head rolling on the ground, you wouldn't have sex with them. You wouldn't take a baby and stick it in an oven. You wouldn't set a family on fire and watch them burn to death. You wouldn't gang rape women and then after you finish gang raping them, shoot them in the back of the head. That's what they did. And this is all proven now, by the way. That's what they did. And Iran now claims credit for it and says it was revenge for President Trump's killing of General Soleimani, the Iran Revolutionary Guard general that Trump ordered a missile attack on and killed him. And so this is an announcement by Iran that the Hamas massacre was one of the acts of revenge for the assassination of General Soleimani by the USA and the Zionists. So, I mean, we've got so many you give a nuclear weapon to them, the Iranians, and they're going to use it. Trust me, they will use it. This is what we're facing, folks. The same people are now brag. And I said from the beginning, Iran was the leadership of the Hamas attack, and it was denied by Biden. Now Iran is saying it. Once again, Wayne Root prediction was correct. Of course it was Iran. We gave them $7 billion, and then they greenlit the attack on Israel. This is all Biden's fault. Biden's not pro-Israel. Are any of you crazy? I mean, it's just all a head fake. Yeah, he acts like he's on Israel's side, but he keeps giving billions of dollars to the world's biggest terrorist funder and terrorist coordinator, who uses the money to murder Jews and Americans all over the world. All right, as we head out of this segment, I have to give some due to the sponsor who's been with us for 6 months now, Score Blue. You're looking for the best ED pill of all time. Listen to this. Might as well have a little fun on the way out the door, right? If the world's about to end, might as well have some fun. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra. It's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost insanely low, just $5 a pill instead of $80 or $90. And it comes to the number one rated online ED service in the country, Score Blue, run by one of my best friends, a huge Republican conservative, America First, MAGA supporter, and Trump warrior. So you're spending your money with a true patriot. Great stuff. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com and enter the promo code WAR and get 20% off your first order. Scoreblue.com, promo code WAR.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.